I want to consider peace. It's referenced in both of our readings this morning, and I do believe it is one of the effects, one of the gifts of the Easter season, is a measure of peace. Now, I'm not going to be talking so much about peace in the sense of the absence of war, or the opposite of war and conflict, because I think both of our readings remind us that any peace out there begins here with us. And that's what I think both the readings are referencing when they talk about peace, inner sort of peace or serenity from the famous prayer, calm. It doesn't mean that problems go away. It doesn't mean we don't have struggles and difficulties and valleys to walk through. But it means in the midst of all that, somehow we remain, I don't know, focused, peaceful, calm, serene. It's interesting that Jesus, again and again and again and again in the Gospels, talks about peace. He says to his disciples multiple times during his lifetime, peace be with you, peace be with you. He tells his disciples, when you go out and visit people in their homes and in villages, begin whatever you're going to do there by saying to the people, peace be with you. I bring you peace. And so it's no coincidence, the very first thing, at least according to Luke, recorded that Jesus says to his disciples when he first encounters them all together after he is resurrected, is to say, peace be with you. Now he then goes on to say, I'm roughly paraphrasing here, so why are you all freaking out? Because we're told they're still shocked and stunned and startled by seeing him. And so Jesus doesn't just say to them, he shows them, look, I am really alive. I mean, this is why he says these things about, I'm not a ghost, I'm flesh and blood. It's why he eats a piece of fish right there in front of them to prove to them, you know, ghosts don't eat, but I'm alive. And I'm not just a spirit, I'm alive in body as well. Everything I said to you is true. I am who I said I am. I died, I've been raised, and soon he will go to be with his Father in heaven. And that's the Easter message. And that's why Jesus begins this Easter moment by saying, peace be with you. See me, touch me, believe the things I told you, believe what I've done, and find peace. It's really a matter of perspective. We get caught up in all sorts of other things, things that the psalm this morning says are worthless. Why do you love worthless things? We get caught up in all these stresses and anxieties about things in the scheme of which they're really kind of worthless. They're temporary. I was working on my taxes this week. I know what I'm talking about. You can get anxious about things, and ultimately, I mean, it really doesn't matter in the scheme of things. I mean, it does. The government would come after me if I didn't get them done. But, you know, ultimately, the things we so often get worried and stressed about and then cause us to cause stress to others because we're stressed about them are often, in the scheme of things, worthless. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. God loves us. And we know that all ultimately will work out for good. So we can find peace even in the midst of the storms of life. Peace. Be at rest, Jesus is saying to us. Be calm. Try not to worry too much because I am who I said I was. I'm alive. Easter has happened. and is still happening. There is hope, there's joy, there's peace. And I'm particularly taken by the reference to peace in our psalm this morning, that last line. And so I can lie down and fall asleep in peace because my safety is in the Lord. The Lord is with me. Now, I don't know about any of you, but as I've gotten older, I have become more and more acquainted with insomnia and sleeping difficulties. Not all the time, but often enough. And for me, it's often waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep. And it's in those moments that, if you've ever experienced insomnia, you know, it's all these little things that my mind just keeps going over. Stuff from the day just passed. Oh, why did I say that? Why did I do that? That was dumb. Or stuff coming up. Oh, what am I going to do about this? And most of it is stuff that I can't do anything about at 3 o'clock in the morning, but my mind just keeps going over it. And you may also know, if you've ever had such experiences, that the worst way to try to get back to sleep or to try to go to sleep is to focus on trying to sleep. I mean, the more you try to sleep, the more wide awake you are. Now, I will say, it does help. I've discovered it does help for me to, if I need to get up, open the Bible, do my morning devotions a little earlier than I might, to remember the perspective of Scripture. It can help. It doesn't always help, but it can help. But it's these little, really worthless stuff going through my mind that is what keeps me awake or prevents me from going back to sleep. And so this line in the psalm about I lie down and sleep in peace always speaks to me. And maybe peace is like that in our own lives. We can't focus on trying to be at peace and be calm. We just need to keep that perspective in the back of our minds and keep doing what we're doing, but know that God is with us and Christ is risen. You know, it's that elusive thing. The more you try and grab hold of it, it slips away. I have a story I wanted to share with you. This is not a story about peace on its surface, but I think it kind of is. It's a story called The Pot of Gold. Every day, just outside a small village in India, an old man sat cross-legged, stirring ordinary dirt mixed with water in an old pot. After hours of stirring, he reached into the pot and pulled out a large gold nugget. Day after day, people watched him and waited for the moment when he would reach for the gold nugget. When he pulled it out, they would murmur with amazement. One day, a brazen young man approached the old man and said, "Will you show me how to do your trick?" "Certainly," the old man replied. "It isn't difficult. All I have here is an ordinary pot, simple stick, dirt you can find anywhere, water from the town well. I pour the dirt and the water into the pot, begin to stir, and after a while, a lump of gold forms. I reach in, pull it out." Immediately, the young man found a pot, a stick, some dirt, and a small bucket of water. He poured the dirt and the water into the pot, began to stir. He stirred all day long, stopping frequently to see if the gold had begun to form. He continued stirring the next day, clear into the evening. No matter how long he stirred, though, no gold nugget could be seen, not even a small one. Finally, he went back to the old man for further instruction. "Tell me step by step what you have been doing," the old man said politely. Quickly, the young man recounted everything he had done. When he finished, the old master thought for a moment. "It seems I neglected to include one important detail," he said. "While you're stirring, you must never think about gold." I wonder if peace might be a little bit like that. Elusive. There's almost a Zen quality to this, perhaps. And yet I do believe it's a matter of some perspective to know Easter, that we are Easter people living in the wake of Easter, that resurrection is true, that God is at work in our world and in our lives, that we are in good hands, and then all the other little things, they may not be pleasant, but we'll get through them. And we can be at peace. And I firmly believe if we can start being more at peace ourselves, that will ripple out. I mean, why do wars and conflict and strife happen? I'll bet ultimately, if you keep tracing back why all of that happens, you will find people who are not at peace with themselves, who want something they don't have, who think they deserve something they don't have, that someone else has. They're not at peace. So I firmly believe if we want peace out there, it starts in here. I wanted to share one more thing with you. I shared the Serenity Prayer, at least part of it, with the children. But as I was researching it, I didn't realize there's more to that prayer than what I read earlier. It begins in the way I think many of us know it. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And then it goes on. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did, that's he with a capital H, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Friends, my prayer, my hope for myself, for you, for us together as a community of faith is that we might more and more keep seeking and finding peace in our own hearts and lives and families and relationships and congregation and community and nation and ultimately in the world. I think it starts here with us, and then may it ripple out. Friends, may God grant us peace. Amen.